I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
And many more.
G'day, g'day.
What's up with it?
Tell you what, a bad font really does grind my gears.
Bad font.
Bad font.
With regards to what?
Just like poster art or...
Do movies need a good font like a band does? Is it as important though?
I tell you when you really start to notice a bad font in a movie, and that's when it's in the subtitles or
When it's yellow?
In the little like description of where we're at any given point in time. Mm. You know, it's... Well, that's a bit aggressively cool, Guy
Also,
Ritchie.
If you miss that, it can suck, man. I mean, you're with one of those people that, what's going on? You're having dinner with someone, you watch them eat right when that bit comes up, and you know you're going to have to tell them about it, but you just wait and see if they ask first.
Yeah. Look, there's no polite pause when we're at the cinemas.
And no mulligans, eh?
Now, Steve, what's been happening in TV land?
I just watched the new film by Sofia Coppola that re-teams her with Bill Murray, who was her star in Lost in Translation.
Is it as good as Lost in Translation?
No. That's being a bit mean, to be honest. Mm. The film's called On the Rocks. It stars Rashida Jones as a kind of creatively frustrated mother, just trying to write, but I think she's got a little bit too much material satisfaction. She's got kids to contend with, and then also starts to suspect that her husband, who's away on business a lot, is doing that thing that husbands do when they're away on business a lot.
I actually just remembered what I've watched recently, if you wanted to pull out of this, because it's
no,
a
we're
shit
going
movie.
There. Okay. We're going there. It's not a shit movie.
Okay, well, it's just...
One of the things that I was looking forward to about this was just... Like, I like a Sofia Coppola film, for starters. Like, she barely has any duds in her filmography. Mm. Her last film, The Beguiled, was a really strong entry. And I liked the idea of her spending some time with Bill Murray and having a film that's kind of set in the Manhattan world that she knows so well. And you know what? It's okay.
Is it like Woody Harrelson kind of... I know, what's the guy, Woody Allen? Is it like real New York-y type movie?
Wow. No, it's not that bad. But there's a hint of that.
Ask me a music question.
I think in Bill Murray's... Yeah. I think in Bill Murray's... in the case of Bill Murray's character, he's a... Her dad, he's a ex-philanderer himself. He's like still a ladies' man. Mm. He kind of gets to do quite a lot of sort of Bill Murray mugging.
Strong performance from him.
It's, you know what, it was all right, but I think the thing that I needed to have happen, which was satisfied by this film, was that he wasn't just given like free rein to constantly be murraying it up. Because
was anybody from Friends in the movie?
No, but I didn't.
That's in New York, isn't it?
I wasn't keeping an eye on all the baristas and Associated Hospo stuff.
Seinfeld.
This is very much a sort of damning with faint praise review. I think it's like a 3.5 star movie. You can catch it at some limited
Easy
screenings.
Watch.
I feel like you had high expectations and they weren't met.
They're perfectly met. It's one of those films that it just kind of finished and I wondered why nothing else happened.
What about the beginning and the middle kind of thing when it finished?
A little bit like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just an open field.
So on the rocks, we've sold no tickets to this movie today. I think
it's not our job to do that. I think we're more of like just like shoot from the hip, kind of like what's going on.
If I had a date night and I was looking for something to do,
that'd be awkward because
it would definitely hit it.
Yeah, I think this is probably not one for any relationships where adultery has been a factor.
Okay,
you can pass through the whole thing.
And it's not one for that's probably the only real problem, to be honest. I think like. Might not be the. Let's patch things up and go to a movie. Oh, not this.
Damn it!
Those are our exact issues. Don't look at me. Kind of thing. Happens, doesn't it?
Don't you try and hold my hand.
Fuck, I'm going to take a piss.
This film is in cinemas for a few screenings this weekend, and then it's available to stream on Apple TV Plus in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, nice.
Which, to be honest, is probably the only place you need to watch it. You don't need to. Probably go to a cinema to see this film.
All right, okay. Three stars? You said 3.5.
Yeah, like three and a half.
It's real like, small it's stars, okay. Not normal
it's
like, stars.
It's kind of charming.
Silver stars.
It's kind of charming. Okay. It's sort of it's
that movie sucks. What's next? What else is going on?
It's slight and it's charming. In a year that's been so disrupted by shit not happening, festivals being derailed, etc., I'm really happy to see that Show Me Shorts, the New Zealand Short Film Festival, kicks off this weekend.
Down at the ASB Waterfront Theatre.
Yes, indeed.
Do they have shorts merch? That'd be cool, eh?
That's quite a good idea.
Spring.
Dumb, but good. That's pretty much my zone.
How short the shorts?
Stubs.
Good.
Show me right. shorts, you know Ooh. What I mean?
Sorry, something just came back up a little bit then.
Hey, I'm not wearing shorts right now. Just relax and don't think about it.
Have you seen the program? Have you seen any of the films that we'll be showing?
Yes, I've seen a few of the films. And it's like, I think if you're familiar with this event, you'll know that it's a really well curated festival. And, you know, New Zealand continues to produce a ton of great short films. Mm. Just the proficiency levels are so high that the ones that stand out are just kind of like just get everything in a row and delivering to its full effect, and the next tier down, like everything's pretty watchable.
Yeah. Is there any sort of Taika on the rise talent, you know, the next big director?
I'm trying to think of the director's name, but there is one film called Hungy Pants, which is really the left field, I think, New Zealand entry in this year's program, because it is filled with weird humor, huge like overacting. It's set at a tangi, and you see the current partner of the deceased going through her grieving, and then the ex turns up and they start to have a competition of like who can outcry each other at the tangi, and it's completely over the top melodramatic comedy. But boy, it's like, it reminded me of some of the Taika Waititi 48 Hours films from yonks ago, where you're just kind of sitting there scratching your head going, what the fuck are you doing? So to answer your question, yes.
Okay, nice.
And if neither of those things catch your fancy, over at the Hollywood Avondale, starting tomorrow, is Horrorwood, their month-long horror film program.
There is an epic run of titles. They've really stacked it.
Yep. And there's stuff that's really good kind of Sunday afternoon fodder, like you could go see The Witches or Cat People.
Witches? Like
The Witches. The Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Classic.
Good film. Great film.
And take the kiddos along.
You can take the kiddos along. Probably some of the things not so kid friendly, like
the children.
A Nightmare on Elm Street, maybe not.
Take them along in a nice little sack.
Texas, that's bad jelly. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, I'm quite keen for a rewatch of Event Horizon. I think that'll I think that'll be a goodie. On
that's
the
up there with
now.
Armageddon and stuff.
I haven't seen Event Horizon since I was
bro. It's such an event.
Tiny.
Double feature with The Room, John.
I snuck in underage and okay. terrified.
Well, that's a bit stink. Well, man. Is that place still open that you snuck into?
Yes.
Okay. Well, no harm.
Anything else that's been on your
I've documentaried twice. I've watched Kiss the Ground, which I spoke about. It's on Sustaining Alive the other day. Great documentary about soil quality, narrated by Woody Harrelson, hence the faux pas earlier with the Woodies. And also Console Wars, which is documents the Sega versus Nintendo, who's got the most bits kind of moment in time. And it's just really, really well done. They kind of like pixelate a lot of the story and stuff. I really enjoyed that because I was right into that shit at one point. So.
Well, they might have just hit on a couple of better recommendations than what we started.
Yeah, no, those are two great,
with today.
Great documentaries. I do go on a bit of a documentary rabbit hole, try to gobble them all up and then kind of forget that I've watched them, but here we are.
I don't think I can say too much about it yet, but I've started watching an upcoming HBO doco series called The Vow, which is going to be on Neon. It's been airing in the States for a few weeks, and it's about the Nixium Scientology-like sex cult.
Question mark.
Okay. Is it sort of got a wild, wild country?
Yeah, kind of. Cults are great because sometimes they, you know, think it's a really great idea to document everything that happens within their environment. And let's just say hypothetically that the person that produces all that footage fucks off. Mm. Suddenly they've got all this footage to to put in a TV show.
And my retirement fund.
I've had a text from John from the future. Hi, I watched The Room at the Hollywood. Cult classic. Spoons. Future John coming in there.
Shit. Oh. And that's, you went to the future and that's all you came back with.
To shoot a text to the text machine and see if it worked. John and I always wondered if the text machine works in the future. Now we know.
Hey, we've got a double doorless pass to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which is showing at the Hollywood Avondale Saturday the 3rd of October.
We'll use the same text machine.
This Saturday. Would you like to go? You can text us 5395. Call us 309-3879. We've also got a double pass to Scream from Monday. That's a double feature.
Oof. Yeah, the program is stacked, and I think I reached the point of not going, what do I want to see, but what's the maximum I can make it to.
Is Event Horizon still terrifying? When did you last watch it, Steve?
10 years, maybe.
Mm.
I think it'll be fun. I think it'll look good on a projicky.
Okay.
Yep, that and a bit of Argento, and I think that'll be... the main ones I'm pretty amped for. Oh, Reanimator I'm quite keen to see as well, actually. That's another one that I haven't...
Fog?
Revisited. The Fog, yes.
The Fog is annoying. That's an annoying one.
It is the same night as...
It's kind of like when zombies were slow. It's like, oh, just fucking go away from them. Just walk away from the zombies. Stop hanging around in their mall.
I have noted that The Fog is the same night as Catacombs, which may be entirely different.
Well, both Fog Machine. Yeah. Sort of.
Definitely run up the stairs. Yeah. Go.
We'll see how we go.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Horns.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.